Hey, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down!
How do you accurately portray stigma surrounding mental health conditions through theater? Very carefully, according to actors like Dave Goddard, who plays an Afghan veteran with PTSD in a short titled The Only Easy Day Was Yesterday.
He reenacts like the scene where one of his buddies gets hurt, and it descends from there.
Killed him! I killed him! I know it!
Goddard, who also wrote a short titled Page 2, only recently got into acting, but says he can emotionally relate to the subject material at hand.
It's interesting, because I haven't really felt that way in a long, long time. I got help, came back from like a dark place, and I'm doing pretty good today, but going back there to try to do this role, it brings me right back to some of those feelings, the feelings of being trapped and feelings of being no way out. And you just don't know what's going on.
I hurt everyone!
Actress Kat Kwiatkowski plays Goddard's wife in the short.
Dan, are you off your meds?
Yeah, I'm off the meds!
We end up screaming at each other in it, and you want to cry during it. It's an extraordinarily dramatic play. By the time we're done, we are emotionally wrought if we run it 2 times in a row.
This is where Kwiatkowski says Inclusive Theater's model for learning their parts shines.
A lot of times you hear about how theater becomes a family. With Inclusive, it's a different sort of family. They don't let you have major conflicts with each other. It's all about working things out and growing closer and making it a better art form for everyone and making sure everyone's comfortable with what they're doing. Which is huge, because a lot of times you get people who will diva out in theater.
Inclusive is in the name, but it really does get applied in practice. Artistic director Marilyn Aronson Scott says the theater needs to be a place where the actors feel comfortable to learn, especially when many have not been given the opportunity to act in mainstream productions in the past.
What we want to do is take people who have an interest and maybe let them explore their talent, but not put them on stage if they're not capable of doing the role. We feel it's patronizing to do that. We want to find people with disabilities who have talent and give them the opportunity.
Ready for duty, Mrs. K.
You, Nick Barkley, will be most fortunate. You will be very successful.
Aronson Scott notes many Inclusive Theater actors deal with several types of stigmas on a daily basis.
Someone, say, in a wheelchair or with some other visible disability has to overcome when they come to audition for a role. People automatically assume or make assumptions about that person. They don't see the talent, they don't see the ability, they don't see the intellect.
Quentin Gray wrote a short called Headspace, where logic, emotion, and masculinity are represented as parts of one man's brain. Gray wants to challenge the first impressions people have that are a product of inaccurate mental illness preconceptions.
They say that they see people that are crazy, that they're unstable, they're not going to have a good family life and stuff like that. All of us have emotions and stuff like that. They'll get depressed sometimes, but we just got to learn not to let that rule our lives.
Actress Queen Robinson plays logic in this short.
Just because they're different does not mean that they're not like everybody else. You don't know the journey that they're on. So before you say to the person that you see that may be walking funny, maybe you should find out what there is or what you can do to help them other than just look and say, okay, well, he must be weird.
Challenging a stigma can be an uphill battle to start. Many of the folks at Inclusive Theater happen to have firsthand experience dealing with different forms of it. And Aronson Scott believes having a safe place to explore feelings on the matter can raise awareness while providing a quality production.
We really want this to be a place where you're coming to a theater, you're not coming to a disability theater.
Right? Cut. Yay!
Woo! Nick Lippa, WBFO News.